taking, you know, 300,000 x-rays and being able to transfer them in a minute, being able to take 1.8 million e-books and disperse them to all of K-12 in 2 minutes. I mean, the amount of speed is truly tenfold. If you think of I-71 being a four-lane highway, if we put 10 stories on top of I-71, that's the capacity we're talking about.
In other words, 10 times as many cars.
10 times as many cars. Not that we want that. And we did it for a much more affordable than any type of, you know, investment we would have made in any infrastructure like that. I mean, $10 million to upgrade this infrastructure is fabulous. And we're hearing from people all over the country that are excited about this.
Now, who's going to take advantage of this? Are we talking about researchers at state universities? Are we talking about big corporations? Who?
Who is going to benefit the most is the researchers at our universities in partnerships with private companies and try to develop new technologies to get it commercialized into the market space. That's where the rubber meets the road here.
Can you give us some examples of the kind of research that will be having data shoved through this pipeline?
A perfect example for you is genomics for our research institutions that are basically taking the human genome and think of the amount of data wrapped around that as they analyze it. Right now, they have to basically take a external hard drive, put it in a FedEx box, and ship it anywhere in the country. This will give them the ability to transmit that with a keystroke.
When a private company takes advantage of this system, do they pay back the taxpayers?
Yes, they do. Even our institutions that use Ornet today pay a fee for usage, and they pay a membership. So, yes, there would be costs involved for doing that.
With this advancement, how will Ohio's system compare to systems in other states?
Well, it's funny because Indiana just tried to roll something out a couple days before us, but it's a single strand from Indianapolis to Chicago. We have a much larger footprint than Indiana.
Does this necessarily mean that it's more attractive for a company to come to Ohio or expand in Ohio? Do they look at this kind of thing?
Most definitely, especially your technology companies. If you're developing new applications, I mean, look at where Facebook or, you know, its origins are on a college campus because of the capacity to touch large bandwidth. Google, another college campus. I mean, that will give us the ability for researchers at our institutions to test applications with much larger sets of data. This is 50,000 times faster than a regular smartphone. I have to tell you this, Bill. This started on October 12th, and we are in procurement phase with it. This is a 90-day window. This is the state moving at its own light speed. I've never seen a state project move so quickly.